started here, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. It's well known that Satmar Rebbe writes quite a few times in Divrei Yoel that he heard from his father, the Kedushas Yontif, that his Elter Zeda, the Yismach Moshe, said on himself that he was three times in this world. First time in Mitzrayim, in Dor HaMidbar, he remembered vividly what his house looked like in Goshen, his tent in the Midbar, he remembers the Machlokes Korach, he vividly remembered all the events. The second time in the world, his father told him, he came down in the generation of the Churban Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, and that was the third time. But when Rav Moshe Aryeh Freind, the Gaivit of the Eidah Charedis, came to New York, so he told the Satmar Rav that he heard from his Zayda, the Nasoy de Rav, who heard me Pekotche of the Yid of Lev, Satmar Rav Zayda, that the second time, Zman HaChurbin, he wasn't Stam Ab Zayid, he was Yirmiyahu HaNovi. And the Satmar Rebbe was Nispal that he didn't hear Azal Lashon from his father, but he said he already heard this Kabbalah from the Rasham Rish Rav. And the Fizev et Recht, a well-known story, that when Rabbi Isaacal Kamarna came to Il, in the days of the Yismach Moshe, for Shabbos, and he came to Shulchan HaTor, to the Tish, Friday night, and by then the Yismach Moshe was quite not well, wouldn't become a Prius, and his grandson, Yitav Lev, feared the Tish. And in the middle of the Tish, when it came time for the Divrei Torah, he asked the Kamarna Rebbe, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Teresvi, the Chover's uncle, Sarbe Zazoyer, to say Divrei Torah. And the Kamarna Rebbe refused, and he said in the Lashon of the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yudalid, how could Chulda be Misnabe in the place of Yirmiyo? He understood that the Yismach Moshe was, and Tzaddikim of the generation said, the Yismach Moshe was the neshama of Yirmiyo. By the way, there were two great Tzaddikim in that part of the world who were like the leader of the pillars, and that was the Yismach Moshe and the Chasam Sofer. And the Yismach Moshe, they said he was Yirmiyo HaNovi, and the Chasam Sofer, he was Yeshaya HaNovi. One is Yirmiyo was the one who prophesied about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yirmiyo Miloshen Oisius Mar, or Rom Yudke, as the Sforim say. He's very verbittert. I said many times, in Kapitel Chof, in Yirmi, he says, he curses the day his mother gave birth to him. He says, why wasn't my mother, her womb, my caver, that I shouldn't have come out into the world and see all these sores, right? Mashen Kane Yeshaya, all the Shiva de Nechemta is Yeshaya, he's the Novi of Nechom. Nevertheless, the Shafachai and the Klirzberger Rebbe heard from his father, Ritzvi of Rudnik, who heard from Dietov Lev, that the Yismach Moshe, he always wore Streimel, even in Mittenvoch. Only difference was, in the weekdays, the yarmulke in the middle was black, on Shabbos was white, because on Shabbos Tzaddikim wore white. The Yevah Chaim said he actually saw by his Shver B'Zivik Rishon, that's a Chaim, a shtickle of the Bekesha of the Yismach Moshe was pure white. The only day in the year he didn't wear a Shtreimel was Bein HaMetzorim, in the 3 weeks. And then when he got a bit older, he decided he's going to wear the Shtreimel until on Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Bechem Av is like, I tell you. Rosh Chodesh, the Chayontiv, Rosh Chodesh Av is the yard site, the Lulav, Aron HaKoyen, at Moshe Koyen Gadol, it's Zman Mesugel. Rosh Chodesh, at the Leuven, he accepted upon himself to wear a Shtreimel. And then he got a bit older, and he decided he'll wear the Shtreimel until Chodesh Av. He got a bit older, he started wearing the Shtreimel even on Av, until the Shavua, Shachal Beit Yishu. A bit older until the 7th of Av, which is a Chumra in Avelis. Until the last year before his Talkusoy, he wore his Shtreimel until Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And he said then he would really wear Sekinis with his Shtreimel, but he Hashem Tzach for the oil. He explained the Shefachai and the Chuzmerger Rebbe that as he got older and reached higher and higher Madregas, he saw that in Shemayim, the churban, the avelus is only bechitzonius, as the Gemara says, b'mestorim tifkenafshi. But he reached higher madrigas, he realized that he could wear be'emes Shlatzmai, he could have wore Shtreimel even on Tisha B'Av Gufa. Adka. What's so strange about it is that the Yirmiyah, Shebedoyer, was able, as he grew deeper with deeper understanding, to wear Shtreimel. Masha'en came the Soifer, who's the Yeshayah de Menachem. The Cheshav Soifer, Pressburg Arov, said that he heard from Yitzchak Chaim Zonnenfeld, who heard from one of the Gedolei Talmidei Chasam Soifer, who was been biased by the Chasam Soifer. The Erev Tisha B'Av, he locked himself in a room, his Boididus, and he had this great curiosity, what is the Rebbe doing, like, alone in the room? He can't be learning, he can't give a shir at the Erev Tisha B'Av, Osir B'Talmud Torah. And he was Metis Min HaCharakim, he found a crack in the door, in the wall somewhere, and he looked in, and the Sefer was sitting, this is the Yeshaya, the Menachem, was sitting there with the Sefer, and in one hand he had a cup, and he goes from Treren, and all the Treren he caught in the cup, and when the cup was filled, then he was ready to have the Sudam of Sekes, and he would dip the bread in the Demoit, in the tears, and to Mekayim the Pasuk, that I, we get the Pasuk, in capital, in the capital, Echaltam Lechem Dima Vatashkema Ib Dimoy Shosh. Interesting, but I didn't mention when the Yismach Moshe, when he wore his Shtreimel, he had the Tzura Ketor Amal Lechokmas Odom Tor Pandvian Lichti. When he took off his Shtreimel the 3 weeks and he wore only a kapelich, you could hardly recognize him. And that's the Yirmi. Majengin Tech Mosefer, right, who's the Menachem of Klal Yisrael, right? But in the Avelus was Eif Shul Eshayim. Ad Kedekach, I once told the story, I'm not going to repeat it, that once there was the Gzeir of the Malchus against the Eden, and that in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, the Sefer called a mass meeting in the Bes Medrash, and he said, Ich ken menisht uishalten, ich mis batiach dvorim klappe meile, and he quoted the Gemara in Brachas, and Tzori Ribyesi, and Eliyahu Hanavi, said, Mal leila of shagola as benoi, he was benoi, so he said, Eibishter, what difference does it make to you if Eden are in Golas? There is a base of Middash, Nishkan base of Middash, Kolaisik, but there is Oila, Kilivikar of Oila. The Eibish has Gewaldigen Nachasruach, and it's just never she Eden in Golas. Aber Oila, Lebonim, Shagol, the Tsar is und, but the Eibish is Machtish Toys. He had the same Gewaldigen Nachasruach. And he said, Bishas Maisa, I know that I'm a Tiach Dvorum Kapi Maidl. And I know I'm going to be punished for this. Daf will be king. So you see a bit of like a chlifu d'chtayim. The Yirmiyah is wearing a shtreimel on Tisha B'Av, and the Yeshayah, the Menachem, is like out of it. V'advorim tzichim bir. To explain what was tzutzichto. I think it's a lesson for even Anoshim Kerkeinu. There's a fascinating Gemara in Chulin, Samachdal, around that area, where the Gemara says a simen of a, you know, the minig Yisrael, always is that when a simul of Avelus, Rachman Olzan, you eat an egg. But it's Havro, even Pesach on the Seder plate, there's a Beya because it's sort of Avelus for lack of a Chagi or whatever. And Tisha B'Av also, in the Zuman said, because you have a Beya. Why a Beya? There's hundreds of reasons. Mamish. Or, but there's a fascinating reason Tzadikim said. The Gemara says, what's the simon of a Beya Ksheru? On one side it's Kar, and the other side it's Chad. One side is it's roundish, the other side is sharp, right? If both sides are chad, or both sides are kar, it's chara yitzet reif. It's tummy. Vos likdo. Sharp means it's shtechedik. It pierces the heart. Kad is round. So there's two parts to avelus. The part of gefarlich. It's built in as well. It's like unbearable, right? On the other hand, the Yid has to know that everything the Abishah is a Dayan Tzedek, and everything he does is a reason for it. And Fakert, from the Tzar, from the Chashkos, comes the Oyer v'chul v'chul v'chul. If a person, and that's, one's the Avoid of Yishayah, the other Avoid of Yirmin. But if both sides are Shtechedik, then you fall into Yush, into Marashchayr, and you're finished. If both sides are round, tra-la-la-la-la, there's no difference between the 3 weeks and the middle of whatever, in the middle of Shvat, and I'm... Either side is tummy. You need to have the tuts dodim bevasach. Be'emes all the sforim asked the shaila, why is it today it's so hard for ordinary people to misoyer chorin beis hamikdash? Amol, you read stories. You could see an average Jew on the street, he was out of his mind. Today, you got to get up. It's a guy on Tisha B'Av to give a story about the Holocaust and Auschwitz, whatever, to Ma'ir Ashtik Latrer. So the pastor says, we live in a fagrepta gashmistic community. Everyone's busy with the sushi and the pizza, whatever, you know, and their cars and their these machine kalach. Asher al kain, to feel the churbin, to understand what's felt in the churbin beis hamikdash, you got to be ma'oiler. And everyone comes to Rabbanim, can find a heter for this and a heter for that, and whatever you do. L'davinin. But the pnimiistic reason is because there's a famous story. I said it every year at this time, I think. The famous story of the Saba Kaddish of Ratchis, the Rebbe Rebbe of Ratchis, one of the great tzaddikim in Poland, was going on the way and he got stuck in some like a snowstorm, whatever, and he had to find overnight to be housed somewhere because the roads were impassable. A simple poyer, a simple farmer, stayed in his house. And the simple man hears the holy Rebbe of Ratchis. A whole night he's singing, he's dancing, his mamash give all the gazim. In the morning, he says, Rebbe, what was so inspiring? He says, tell me, where did you get this clock from? Where's this clock from? And the clock in the wall. It's interesting you ask about it. Very interesting you ask about it. After the estalkus of the Chayz of Lublin, they were machalik his few nechas and whatever gashmi he had. So his son, Rebbe Yosel Tursham, I don't know, tzaddikim, he yashin three things from his father. He yashened his vice of Zubichi on Shabbos. He yashened his gartel, and he yashened the clock that stood in the Kodesh Kodashim by the Chayz. Anyway, he was going home, and he got stuck in a storm. And he had to stay there for a few days until he could travel home. And afterwards, the fellow was a simple, poor Jew. He asked this Rebbe, unknown to him, could you pay something for the Aksanya for like you stayed here a week or whatever? He said, the emissary, I don't have mezuman, I don't have cash. But you could take any one of these three things that I got in Yerusha from my late father, the Chayz of Lublin, the Rebbe of Lublin. So he calls his wife to Miyayetz. What should she take? A gartel she doesn't need. A vaisa, a rebisha, a bekesha she doesn't need. The clock will come in handy. She'll know what time in the morning to get to wake up to milk the cows. Right? They took the clock. 50 years down the road, the Rebbe comes by. And he's staying in the same house that the clock of the Chuyza is on the wall. When he's dancing the whole night, he says, every time I look at a clock, every time the hand of a clock is another minute for fallen, another minute you waste in Elam Hazen, whatever. This clock, every time it hits another minute, it's ringing out the message to me, another minute closer to Gula, another minute closer to Mashiach. And then for a whole night he was singing and dancing in the room of the Chuyza's clock. So you can look at the Moshel the Sforum give of a Ben Melech who was exiled from the palace for 20 years. And every year on the anniversary, he was expelled from the palace and he went from Igor Romel to Bir Amikto. He's depressed. He's crying his eyes out. But in the latter years, he's mamish thinking, ot. So he's less underscoring the fact that he's begolus from the palace of his father. And he's thinking, any minute I'm coming home. And therefore, the intensity of the Avelus in Bizman Hazeh, we feel it less. First of all, Megushim, if I grabbed. But the Pnimius and Yadam, the Neshama already feels the footsteps of Mashiach, and therefore there's a greater Simchah. In other words, there's two parts to the egg, the kosher egg. There's the Chad and the Kad. By the way, Mashiach will come, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Visamti. When Mashiach will come, both sides of the egg will be rounded, because then you'll understand why that which happened had to happen. When that's also Mavur and Sforim, that the Tzidur Shem Avaya of the month of Av, which is Sabolin L'Tayv Shabbos Kodesh, is Haskes Yisrael L'Shma Hayoyim, which is Havaya. It's the only one of the Yud Beis Tiruf Shem Avaya you're able to pronounce. The Bnei Yisoskar famously says the reason is to teach us, look, we in the Gemara in Kiddushin, in the beginning, Makish Havaya Yitzir. That even though there's a time of Yitzir, but that Gufa, the Golus, is Havoya, the Tisha B'Av is creating something. It's Havoya. You're creating Mashiach, you're creating Geula. And therefore, it's brought in Sfarim, I'll tell you how it's a Pashapi Kabbalah. not relevant to people Anashim Kerkeinu, or at least like Kerki, I think it's you guys. But it's brought in Pri Etz Chaim that when you, in the three brachas of the beginning of Shemini Esrei, during Bein HaMetzorim, the three brachas, right? And you say the Shem Havaya. So you mechavin the Shem Havaya as it's melubish in the levushim from Shem Havaya, which means Hainu, the first bracha Mogen Avram, Baruch Ata Havaya, you have in mind the letters prior to Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Tes Hey Tes Hey Dalet Hey, yeah, and then which is the letters before the second bracha of Gvuras, you have in mind Chav Vav Zayin Vav, which is letters afterwards. And in the third bracha of Akel HaKodesh, you have in mind Matzpatz, which is Shem Havaya Batbash. Okay? It'll help you a lot in your life. Right? Says the Holy Bnei Yisachar that when you make the I'm telling you many gematrias today, don't worry. But when you have three times Havaya plus the three Shemis, which are Gvuras, which are Levushim. It's not the Shema Vaya, Shema Rachim, which is Nizgala. It's through Levushim, which is always Dinim. Then you get the Gematria of what? Imakoyel Tom, which is the idea of Tom Avoynich Basiyin, which is also the Gematria Chesed Dinim Verachim. In other words, the point I'm trying to bring out is, even though in the 3 weeks the Shema Vaya is in a Levush, in a garb, it's concealed, right? What does the pasuk say in the Megillah? In Megillah's Esther? In Megillah's Esther. In Megillah's Eicha, right? Pasuk says, Doiv oirev huli aryeh b'mistorim. Even though it appears to be a doiv, or b'mistorim, in Pnimius, it's an ari. What do we know about ari? Pnei aryeh b'yamin. It says in the beginning of Yechezkel, if you remember the Yom Tov Shavuos, right? In other words, it's the Ari is always a symbol of Chesed. That which Begolui seems to be a ravishing beard, whatever, the Pnimi is Aryeh, which is Midas HaChesed. Which is the reason, you know, the Shem Yishmul brings a famous word that he heard from his father, discussed many times, from the Avinezer, that the Chuz of Lublin said, it's a pasuk in the beginning of Nachum. Nachum was one of the Chavdal Sifrei Tanakh, for those who are unaware, right? You don't learn Tanakh and whatever. But it says, Loisokum Pamayim Tzora, which is a very often expression. Tzora doesn't repeat itself. So the Avinezer Taich, B'Shem, the Rebbe of Lublin, that every Yontif, you know, as Rabbi Artscroll always says, Judaism is round, it's cyclical, right? When you come to the same time, when it comes to the 15th of Nisan, or the 6th of Sivan, then the same Nisim and the Floyd, which the Abish did by Yom Ha'im, happens again Bismanazim. Right, so every Pesach you have your Geula, and every Shavuos you have Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, and every Sukkot is Zman Sukkoseinu, every Rosh Hashanah once again repeated the Yom Din, Yom Kippur, the Yom Slichu Mechila Kapara. It happens once again. Says the Chayyuz of Ubin, this is only true when it comes to goods. That which is good, the Nisim and the Flois make a Roishim have an effect in Zman. So when you turn to that page in the calendar, it happens once again. Aber Tzoris don't repeat itself. Tzoris are one-offs. I asked the Shem Yishmul, how could that be? So what's the idea of a Tzoyim? So what's the idea of a Tzoyim? Says that Shem Yishmul, because through the fasting, right, there was a Ritzui to Klal Yisrael. That's where the Gemara says in Yuma, when the Arelim entered into the Heichel, they saw the Kruvim Mu'urin Zebozeh, and now all the sins were forgiven, which whatever. There was a time of Ava, of Ritzui, between the Ebershter and Knesset Yisrael, because now the Averis were forgiven, durch the Churban, and that Ritzui, that Kapora, happens once again, and that's why we celebrate it. But the Keli, to get to it, to that Kapora, is dafka through the Tzui. But it's not that the negativity repeats itself. It's the positive aspect of the Tzoyim that happens all the time. When, as the Pinchas Chorister famously said, the pasuk says in Tilim Peites, "Va'ato zonachto vatimos hisabarto hisabarto imishichecha." Usually, we get angry with the Anointed One. Hisabarto means the Chazal say from the yichud of the Kruvim, the yichud of Kutzubichum, and as Yisrael on Tishabov. So Chazal say that on Tishabov Mashiach is born. there's obviously a positive effect. That's why you could be Yirmiyo and Novi, you could be Yismach Moshe. And from deswegen, when you see Pnimas again, you can still wear Strimel on Tisha B'Av Gufa. You see what I'm saying? Hello, Earth. When that's prayer is brought in all the Sforim HaKadoshim of Ma'aseh Tefillah. Tzaddik says it, and the Barnei Rov says it, and the Chabad Tova. The beginning of this week's parasha starts off with the words, Vayedaber Moshe el Roshei HaMatos Leimer, Zeh HaDover Tziv HaShem. The word matos, what does it mean? A stick. You clap with a stick. The Yismach Moshe also says the Loshon Mata. Matos in the plural, it refers to the two Batei Migdosh that went Lamato. They went there. They were destroyed. Rosh, when is the Rosh of the year? Rosh Hashanah. The Elul, Rosh Hashanah, is the same letter as Rosh Tevis as Rosh. Right? And Elul is days of Chsodim and Slicha Mechila and Rosh Hashanah, Tliyam Kippur, Tlach Tegiv Erecha. Right? The Ebesh, Vaydabir Moshe, Vaydabir Milosh, Daber Echad Lador. The Hoga of Moshe is to Mechaber the Rosh and the Matah. Lamer is always Loshen Raka, right? Zahad Dover Ashatziva Havaye, Vayad Loshen Rachamim, right? To attach the 3 weeks, the Matas, the Churbin, to the idea of Tish. Anyway, I'm not going through a million and one Gimatrias, etc., but ain't coming good. Look it up yourself and see what's happening. What's Mintos? That you're Mechaber, you're connecting the Ben HaMetzorim with. So I've said countless times here, like I think every year, I think, right? Starting with the Oiv Yisrael from after of all the Sforim HaKadoshim are full. How many Shabbos are there in the 3 weeks?
Three.
There are normally 3 weeks in Beit HaMetzor. Hello. Which are connected the three regalim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Right? Hello? The Holy Rishner says that his father, Shalom Shachan Lubavitch, said that from Ben HaMetzorim he could feel on each one of these Yom Tovim B'chush the Kedusha of Pesach and the Kedusha of Shavuos and the Kedusha of Sukkos. We may not feel it, but we're taking Sforim HaKadoshim, we believe it. Right? How many days are there in the 21 days between Shavuos or B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av? I knew you're a wise guy. I said this last year. Everyone speaks about 20. Okay, the 21 days of Yom Tovim, Yisrael says. Be'emes, it's a marsho in Bechoyrus. Okay, let me think. You remember the story of the Kaiser, the king, right? Of the south, the Kaiser sent Rishu ben Hananiah to go and argue with the Chachamim, the Beatuna, the wise men of Athens. And the Gansa Vikuach takes place, right? And it's one of the deepest sugyas in Shas, that was Zutzel. And one of the stories that happens is the Goyim asked him, they took two eggs. So one came from a black chicken and one came from a white chicken. And they asked him, could you tell the difference in the eggs? So you got to respond to this accusation against Judaism. So he took two slabs of cheese, white cheese. One came, he said, from a black goat, and one came from a white goat. Could you tell the difference? And they could. Where's the wisdom of the wise men of Athens and the Yeshua's? Akitsa de Mashoi explains their 21 days. What else do you remember about 21? Like in last week's Haftarah? Makel Shoked Aniroya? Could it takes 21 days? That's the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim. Right? It takes also 21 days for the egg to hatch. Right? Asher Alkain, they were telling him, there's 21 days, Bein HaMetzorim. And there's 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Eshana Rabba. And your Eshana Rabba is like the day of Gemar Ksim HaTov, right? Hello? So just like the Bein HaMetzorim is lousy for the Jews, it's not auspicious, it's full of hulu, so to your Rosh Hashanah, you're in dread. You Jews are finished. So he took two pieces of cheese, right? Cheese is white, right? And it's a symbol of Yom Kippur. But you can't tell the difference if it comes from a white goat or a black goat. The whole arich is with the two seirim, the tzor lazozel, one of the zahiris, the lashon shel zahiris turns, which is red, which really is red, it's black. right, whatever, and you can't tell the difference. So too, like we have Yom Tovim of Tishrei, which bring a Yidin Slichu Mechil the Kapora, so too the days of Ben HaMetzorim, through the Churin Beis HaMikdash, there was a Risif HaKal Yisrael, and we get the Pasuk, Lam Natzeach, Mizmar La'osof, says the Gemara, Kin La'osof Miboylei, Neshafa Chamos Soyala Eitzim, Valavun. So Kal Yisrael Zekiyim, V'chul V'chul. 21. Right? Now, my dear, sweet, holy brother on the left asked me, but they're really 22 days. So the emphasis is they're really in Beit HaMetzorim. So they're really 22 days in Tishrei. Because the day after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, which is the Gemara, Ksim HaTeiva, Kidu in Sefarim HaTeishim, is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, till the Geshem, etc., etc. Yishmi Atzeres, yeah? Yishmi Atzeres. Now, I've said many, many times with Mashiach of Tervidas, essentially, a beautiful, beautiful word. If I said it's like every year, only things I know about this period of the year. If I was to ask a Jew, which is the happiest biblical yontif min haTorah, right? Shmini Atzeres, like the in the Arizal, the siyah, the ultimate apex, the zenith, the all of Elo the Chulhu is all a hachana to. The happiest day of the year. Who is the, you know, every day of Sukkot comes in Rishpiz for Avram, Yitzhak, Yankiv. The Pritzadik, Ritzadik HaKoyin brings B'Shem, the Rebbe Rabbeinu of Pshischa. Who is our guest who comes Shmini Atzeres? Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is the happiest person who ever lived in the Torah, in Tanakh. What is the Haftorah? It's always been in a parsha, the theme of Shmini Atzeres. The tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech by the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, the happiest day since creation, right? Finally, the Abish has a permanent dira in this world. And then at the end, we say, Vayhi kechalois Shlomo livnei says Beit Hashem ves Beis HaMelech ves kol chefetz Shlomo asher chofetz lasis. Shlomo HaMelech was the only person ever, you could say, he left this world completing everything that he desired. Normally, the Gemara said, "Ein ha'demes v'chotzi tavos of biyodav." You only leave with 50% of your desire fulfilled. He left satiate, the begashmius, beruchtius, whatever you have, like a capital ayin beis and tillim, deals with Mashiach geula, right? Tifrach b'yom of tzaddik. Look at Mefarsh. Either he's dealing with Shlomo HaMelech, which was the 15th generation from Avraham Avinu, kaima sira b'shem the moon, David HaMelech, malchus beis David is compared to the moon. 14 is incomplete. 15 is Shlomo. We discussed this at length, whatever, before Pesach. All right? This is your last year, one of the years. Right? Shlomo HaMelech is like me'ain, a taste of gul. He built a me'ain. Kol chefet Shlomo Shechofet Lassus. And therefore, his yontif is Shmini Atzeres, the happiest day. And if I was to ask you the saddest day in the Jewish calendar, you don't got to be a genius to work out, is when? And who is the Mora of Tisha B'Av. Wait, one second. How do I know? Because it says in Sayyidina Deiris that when is the birthday, when was Yirmiyah born? On Tisha B'Av. His birthday was Tisha B'Av, and therefore he curses the day. Or Ayyim, Ayyim, Tani, Imi, Yayim, Ayyim, Tani, Imi, Ali, Baruch. He curses the day he was born. Who was Yirmiyah? So my friend here says he was the Gilgul of Shlomo HaMelech, says the Arizal of Tevra Gul. By the way, I saw this year a new verb, which I never saw before. In my ba'oni, my ignorance, the Chido brings, he brings a medrash, I can't remember the name of the medrash, some medrash you never heard of, that Yirmiyah, when he was young, he was walking with Nebuchadnezzar, who at the time was an oni ve'evian, a nobody sheba nobody's. And Yirmiyah was misnabed that this is the guy who said we're going to destroy Beis HaMikdash. And he asked him to spare him something, to give him a bakosh. Spare the Beis HaMikdash? No. Spare Yerushalayim? No. Spare Chachamim? Tinek Yishol Beis Rabban? No. Everything that he requested, he said no. The one thing that he compromised is, after Chatzos, on the day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, I'll allow you to save anyone you want. Of the Eden, but the Gashmi Eden. The day of the Churban, the Eberster sent Yirmiyahu packing to go back to Anosis, right? Go back home. And he saw the clouds of smoke coming from Yerushalayim, and he ran back, and he didn't get back in time. Therefore, he says, Gnosu Tzlole Erev. And there was a churban, and then the streets of Yerushalayim, we was saying in the capital, where is this? Ayin Ches, whatever, the Ayin Ches, that was filled with blood. Right? Terrible, terrible. Right? And, but Nebuchadnezzar told his butcher, who made the actual churban, the general, to spare Yirmiyahu's life. He was spared. Why suddenly they come to Yirmiyahu and Novi, the Kodesh Mirechem, right? And the Nebuchadnezzar just walking there. Where does Chavrishaft start? Because Yirmiyahu was the Gilgul of Shlema. Who was the Nebuchadnezzar? Who was his biological great 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 grandfather somewhere along? Shlema Melech. Shlema Hamelech, King Solomon. From Malkishva. Very good. Nebuchadnezzar was. I didn't say the Gilgul. He's the Gilgul of, who was it? Nimrod or something like a real. Right. But biologically, when Shlomo HaMelech had a relationship with Malkishvo, and from that relationship came out, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Chazal say, what really happened was, Shlomo HaMelech, the night before the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, he married Bas Pari. For whatever reason, whatever, he wanted to make care of all the nitzutzes of Kedusha, the princesses under whatever, trying to bring Mashiach and to bring Geula, unsuccessfully at the time, it happens to be, right? And because there were all these festivities, the mitzvah tanzu went on quite late, and he came late to the Korban. The Korban Tomid was delayed. And the Ebrishter was goyuzer on him, right? That you now building a Beis HaMikdash, the house that you're building today, you and Neshama will come down and you will personally witness, Ani Agever, right? You will witness the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Yirmiyah was a Gilgul, the Gemara, the Chazal compare Yirmiyah to a Kohen who has to deal with a Soita, Upora Es Rosh Isha, and he rips off the whatever, and he finds that it's his own mother. So he saw the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash that he built. Numbers like whatever. Aber says the Mashkiach Oy Bazoy Pipnimius and Yonim Yirmiyahu was a Gilgul of Shlomo. And Shlomo is Yontif Ishmini Aseres. And Yirmiyahu's Yontif is Tisha B'Av. Kumtois Tisha B'Av is a Gilgul of Shmini Aseres. In Zman. And therefore, Mashiach will cut. That's one of the reasons Chazal's. And start the shiur. That's one of the reasons that Chazal say, right, that Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. We don't say Tachnun, because La'al Sidlavi will be the biggest Yontif of the year. It's actually Machlokes. Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev, Schus Yogi Leinu, said Shos B'Tamuz will be one Yontif Rishon, and Tisha B'Av will be Yontif Acher, and the 3 weeks will be Chol HaMoed. The Holy Rishoner said Faker. Ichalt, he said, Tishma will be Yom Tov Rishon, and the next year Shavuos B'Tamuz will be Yom Tov Acher, and the whole year will be one B'Chol HaMoed. So it's Chassidim asked, so what will be the 3 weeks? The 3 weeks he'll have Gor episode. We can't. I am Leiros Lekim Tov Lasecha. That's beyond our understanding, right? But it's all one and the same. By the way, I saw Pinchas Friedman says, beautiful Vort Lefiza. You know, there's a. Over Sukkot, we bring seven, 70 Purim, connected to 70 Umas Oilam, and the Ebed Shmini Atzeres, Asei Li Suda Ketano, right? Could Koshalai Pridaschem. Stell sich the Shaila, Koshalai Pridaschem. First of all, what does it help if you delay the whole process one day, right? What's it going to help, whatever, right? Umbechal, what's that Koshalai Pridaschem? The Ebed is. Leis Tzas Arponim is everywhere. It's B'chombokim, B'chuzman, B'kosh Leib Dasim. He can be with us wherever, Hashaych Initam, etc. Right? So the Velt says, because Shmini Atzeres is the Gilgul of what? Tisha B'Av. Why? What did the Pasuk say? Right? Kosha Olai. Olai stands for Einecha L'Nuichach Yabitu. see what's the opposite, what corresponds to Shmirat Zera, that Tisha B'Av. By Tisha B'Av, it says Korah Olaimoy, also in Nechel and Nechel Yabitu, right? It's one and the same. Kosh Alay Pridaschim, because the Beis Hamidrash was Chorah because of what? Sinas Chinam. So there's a Yom Echad, the Yom of Achdus Bashono, which is Mesakin the Sinas Chinam, and that's the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, Sikros Teira, when you can be Poyal on Achdus Bekal Yisrael. And therefore it's called Shmini, as the Vilna Gaon says, because Shmini, Lama Seyach Ala Shminis, Shmini is always connected to Mashiach, the Gemara says in Erchen, that when Mashiach will come, the instrument will be on a 8 Neiman. Yes? Oy Gevalt. Now, what I really wanted to speak about was, I have no time to talk, but this Shlomo HaMelech, who built the Beis HaMikdash, you know who he was a Gilul of? Who he's connected to spiritually, soul-wise? You don't remember I said this once before? Do you remember there was a fellow called Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur? And he built the Mishkan? And the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Hey Em Amidim Parnas Al Tibur Elam Gimdich Malachim Betibur. In order to appoint someone to a position of authority, you know, a melech, a president, or whatever, right? You got to ask the Tibur for permission. How do I know? Because the Abish told Moshe, Chogin Lecha Betzal. Said Fanechog Afal Pikein, and then go ask the Yidden if they want to appoint Betzal. Yeah. So, the Yidden said to Moshe, if Lefanecha Ogun, if the Abish is Ogun, well, the Afal Pikein, they agreed to having Betzal. Shtelzachal, what is the Minui? What is the Sror? In what way is Yeshua Parnas? He's a builder. You know, I can't ruch dita. It's a job. It's a profession. It's a whatever. What's the Parnas? Because in a nutshell, I don't have to elaborate. The emes is the Beis HaMikdosh is the Mokim Rishon. And it's Shayach ben Neshama to the Melech, who's the Rishon. Therefore, the Gemara says in Hedrin, the Gimel Mitzvah is established in Yisrael, because of Oretz, has the story of Amolek, who's the Rishon in Tuma, right? And you have to have a Melech. To build the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a Melech. The place of the Beis HaMikdash is connected. I've discussed this many, many times. Yushalayim, David, and Shlomo is one and the same. B'nefesh, what Yushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash is in Mokim. Therefore, in the bracha of Yushalayim, in Nusach Ashkenaz, what's the end of the bracha? Why is there a mention of Dovid HaMelech, the Davidic dynasty? Because Kol's man Yerushalayim is felt Malchus based David, right? Then Yerushalayim is considered Bechurbon. You tap Mechuyv al Pidin to Reis Kriya when you see Yerushalayim today, even though the big binyonim there, and there's a rail thing, and everything is built. But Kol's man Malchus based David felt, it's not Binyan Yerushalayim, it's Bechurbon, right? Asher Alkein, right? Who has to build the Beis HaMikdash, or Mishkan for that matter? A Melech. But the Abish, I'm not going to involve a whole, Moshe, you can't build it. So you're going to build, you can take Bezalel. And therefore the Abish showed Moshe the Sefer that he showed other Marishan, Dor Dor, Shoifter of Dor Dor, Manhigo of Dor Dor, the Malach, the kings, and the Nevi'im, and therefore he showed him Bezalel's name. What has to show him a whole list, a whole Chagadi of, show him Bezalel is written in the, because it's not enough Bezalel to make the Mishkan. Bezalel had to have a neshama of a melech in him. Who is the Gilgal of Bezalel? Shlomo HaMelech. What does it say? By the way, just one gimatria I'm going to throw in for whatever, in case you shouldn't get angry here. Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur is gimatria melech b'Yerushalayim. Right? That's the Nakuda, right? That is one and the same. In other, what does it say by Bezalel? Va'amale oisei beruach bechokma betfuna ubedas. I'm not. Really, the shir I wanted to give today was all about das. The ikar of all of these three in yonim, chokmim and das, was felt, especially b'zman hazeh. There are plenty of chachomim and plenty of people who know how to learn. Pastor Charles Gav to bina. Was felt in our generation is beginning from das. Das is lashon niskashus. The Beis HaMikdash is a place of das. Everyone knows the famous story. It's brought in the Sefer in the name of the Ramo and the Sefer Teres Oila. If you could find this in the Ramo Sefer Teres Oila, I will roll a peanut with my nose from here till Holy Long. But it's brought, there's a Kabbalah from Yisrael Salanter, who that it's brought in the Chachmei Umus Oilam. The famous story that Rabbi Lapian brings in Levelio, many places. The Machon is also land to resort and whatever. That after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Apaltoi, otherwise known in English as Plato, who was the Rebbe of Aristotle, heard all about the Chachma of Yirmiyo, and he journeyed to Yerushalayim to see this sage. And he saw Yirmiyo sitting amongst the Avonim of Yerushalayim, crying about the Churban. And he asked, a wise man sitting and lamenting, crying over a binyan, a building that was destroyed. And he asked him, what would you like to ask me? All right? And he asked him, shailos in philosophy, in the deepest philosophy. He answered. He went out of his mind with the brilliance. And so every shail he ever had, and Yirmiyo answered on the spot. He said, but I can't answer. Why are you sitting and lamenting and mourning over bricks and mortar? He said, you know where I got all my wisdom from these bricks and mortar. Gradle de Rebbe Yonason brings in Yaris Dvash. What was the reason the Kehanim had to walk barefoot in the Beis HaMikdash, Yachif? Because there shouldn't be a hefsik between their feet, themselves, their body, the person, and the ritzpah, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, because that is the Mukarachah. And that, by the way, is the secret of the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf and Tes, with, remember Elozer Zeira? He was walking with black shoes, and the Reish Galus is offered towards Gaiva, like Mechashiva Atlus Abul Al Yerushalayim, which means that Ben HaMetzor, everybody has that Chashivas. And he said he's crying over Yerushalayim. Right? You can wear a black shirt, a black shrimal, a black bekesha. What's that? You want to be Abul? Black shoes. Because the reason we wear shoes, dos gufa, is a symbol of Churban. Because we wear shoes to separate us from the earth, which is cursed. When a person, Rachman al Tzad, is not veiled, you take off your shoes because you've been cursed. When you go to Admas Kodesh, it's Kodesh. You're not allowed to wear shoes. The Midrash says you can't wear shoes. The source of all Chachma, of Nevuah, of Midrash, of all Kiddusha, is the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Gemara says, G'dayla Mikdash, Shinitim Shei, Mikdash Adnai, Koinonu Yodecha, Adnai, Mikdash Adnai, and G'dayla Deya, which is given between Shei Oithius. I don't have to elaborate. The Churban Beis HaMikdash means a Hafsoka in Das. And all churban, all averus, ein adam choyte elam keinichtus by ruach, shtus, the opposite of das. I know a lot of people who are lives of people are shuitim adirim, right? They're very smart people, very very high IQ. But shuitim, they are. You can have chachma, you can have bina, you can know shas, bavli, yushalmi, or be a shuitim kemen blayim. The ikar is das, is chabrus, milosh no adam yoda is chavishti, right? And that's the avoid. That's what Chazal say. In a deeper sense, the reason why the Eberstus destroyed the Beis Hamikdash und von desfegen, what is the mizmer loss of kina loss of miboyle? The Eberstus want to show that the ikur tachlo of the Beis Hamikdash is not the Beis Hamikdash gufa, but is the das, the chibur, the kedusha, right? And the Gemara says after the churban Beis Hamikdash. Wherever a Jew goes, he fears the Eloch, and he learns Eloch, and he davens Eloch, and he fears that on the Chaveri, but on the Mokim, there you could bring your own personal Beis HaMikdash. That's the Avoyda, Ben HaMetzorim, right? To get a bit of Das, to wake up, like, you know, I was just in America, came back just 2 days ago. I can't tell you the Ein Lecha Yoyim She'en Kilosim Rosh HaChaveri Gifrel. The story in Miami, I don't know if you came to this country, I have no idea. Right? Gifrel Lechra. A whole apartment building full of mezuzahs for Eloch Yidin, and like one after, like Ba'omer, every week another, right? And like people have to like wake up, say in the Chaveira, say in the Mokim, and to get a bit of Das and the Abishal Health and Taka, we should celebrate in Tisha B'Av. What do we say in Svarim? The Tzaddikim, we said we should have a flesh to Tisha B'Av with Melech HaMashiach and Yishlaim. Yes, but I have to say,